Welcome to Continuum. I'm Milton Sherman Jr. I'm your host today here with Thais St. Julien. And we're doing something rather different today because we were just talking. We feel like going to the movies. And so our program is called Early Music Goes to the Movies.
One would not think, but there is indeed a lot of early music that appears in movies in one way or another. And we happen to have in our collection four CDs that are each devoted to a separate movie. The first movie we're going to go to is Henry VIII and His Six Wives. This is a film that was based on a BBC television series. I had a little bit of difficulty finding the years. I think the series was in 72 and the film was made maybe in 70, or maybe it was made later than that. I think the film may have been made the late 70s, not really sure. But the important thing about this film is that it was scored by David Munro using music of the period and instruments of the period, and this is the very first film ever to use original instruments appropriate to the period of the film. David Munro did a lot of the arranging, a little composing, and also the conducting. We'll first hear a basse danse, Jouissance vous donnerai. This is from Arbaud's Orchestrographie, 1588. Then we turn to Henry VIII's own composition, Pastime with Good Company. Following that, King Harry VIII's Pavane Galliard, and that is anonymous, and it's played on a regal, sometimes called regal, which is a very buzzy-sounding keyboard instrument. And then we'll close this portion of going to the movies with two harpsichord solos, the short measure off My Lady Winfield's Round and My Lady Carrie's Domp. And all of this music, as I said, was arranged and sometimes slightly recomposed by David Munro.
Thank you.
in accordance with our title today, Early Music Goes to the Movies, that was music from Henry VIII and his Six Wives, featuring the Early Music Consort of London under the direction of David Munro. And I remember many years ago, it had to be in the 70s, that Thais and I had the pleasure of interviewing David Munro along with Christopher Hogwood. And that's a very famous name in early music. And he was the keyboardist on this recording. He also was a keyboardist when the ensemble was here for New Orleans Friends of Music, in which I was president of the organization then. And I remember making arrangements for the ensemble to come play in New Orleans, and they said they would love to play on an antique instrument if we had one, or a copy of an antique instrument. And we had neither. So I built a copy of a 1632 Rooker's harpsichord, and Christopher Hogwood was the first to play on it in public. And so that's my fond remembrance, particularly of him, and also of David Munro, who unfortunately committed suicide just a few months later.
And the instrument is still functioning just beautifully today.
The Regale, too, yeah.
This is the Regale, although it stays at home. It doesn't travel around very much. Our next film, our next early music at the movies, was a film that, as far as I'm concerned, was just one of the greatest films ever, Tous les Matins du Monde. Basically, the story is about a viola da gamba player, Monsieur de Saint-Colomb, who returns home to find his wife has died while he was away. He moves into a small house in the garden, dedicates his life to music and his daughters, avoiding everything outside, until one day a young man, Marin Marais, comes to see him with a request. He wants to be taught how to play the viola da gamba. Both Saint-Colomb and Marais were indeed real people. The soundtrack was put together by Jordi Savall. Le Concert Nation, his ensemble, is performing. The selections are by period composers, sometimes arranged or rearranged a bit by Jordi Savall. We'll first hear a piece by Jean-Baptiste Lully, the Marche pour la Cérémonie de Tours. Then Gavotte du Tendre, and this is by Saint-Colomb. A popular song follows in Geneviette, and then a piece by the great composer Marin Marais, La Revue.
Thank you.
From the movie Tous les matins du monde, we just heard four selections. Jordi Savall there was directing the ensemble, and we do have two more movies because our program today is called Early Music Goes to the Movies.
Coming close behind Tous les matins du monde, in terms of my favorite movies, is Farinelli, Il Castrato. And this is a film about the famed Baroque castrato Farinelli. One of the unusual things about this film is the effort that the director and the tech folk went to recreate the unique sound of a castrato's voice. What they did was allow the actor, Dionisi, to use his own speaking voice, and then they had countertenor Derek Lee Reagan perform the music, record the music, and they also had, I think her name is pronounced Ewa Malas Goduska, soprano, also perform the same music. Then their recordings were digitally merged to recreate what was thought to be the sound of a castrato. The film itself is loosely based on the life and career of Farinelli. There is some glorious music, and we're going to hear some of that glorious music. First, a piece by Niccolò Porpora, Alto Giovi. Then, a piece by Handel, Lascia ch'io piangia. And finally, by Pergolesi, who had such a very short life, 1710 to 1736, a lovely Salve Regina.
Oh, Thank you.
music from the original motion picture soundtrack, Farinelli Il Castrato. Interesting enough that the representation of Farinelli's voice there, the castrato, was done electronically by combining two voices, a soprano and a countertenor. So this makes movie number three on our program today of Early Music Goes to the Movies, and we have one movie left.
And that film is one I've never seen, Jean La Pucelle. I think there is only one DVD available in the United States, and it does not contain the entire film. It's a film by Jacques Rivette. The musical direction was under Jordi Savall, again, one of the most extraordinary, if not the most extraordinary performers of early music ever to live. He just does so much and does it so well. The music for the film was all prepared, much of it composed, for the film by Savall, some of it arranged by Jordi Savall, and the film, I understand, has very little music. There are very few long pieces of music, and yet the music itself tells the story of Jeanne La Pucelle, Joan of Arc. We first hear L'Appel, which is a piece by Jordi Savall introducing Joan, then Veni Sancte Spirito by Guillaume Dufay, and this addresses the voices that Jeanne heard. Then Battle Music by Jordi Savall, Bataille Française et Bourguignon, and finally by, or rather after, Guillaume Dufay, not note for note, Sejourne Lane.
Thank you. Thank you.
music by Dufay there, and we also had something by Dufay in this set of four, and this is from a movie concerning Joan of Arc, and again with the inimitable Jordi Savall being the head of the music and all of the directing of the music. And that completes our roundup of four movies where we have been.
Yes, indeed. And we want to thank all of you for being with us here today on Continuum, because we enjoyed taking you on an early music trip to the movies. And we don't know exactly where early music is going to go next, but we promise we'll let you know and we'll bring you along. Please join us again next week for another hour of early music, and stay well.